introduce our speaker this morning, Pastor Mark.
刚刚呢, Simon 门道呢已经告诉我们了,
and also Simon Huang, our minister, who just explained to us today we celebrate our 10th anniversary.
那么我们知道呢，其实很多年前，超过十年前，都是双城自杀会呢，就有一个负担要在Woodbury开始。
And we know that T4C has a burden to start a church in Woodbury many years ago.
那么其中一个带领者的工作呢，就是嘛。
And one of those who was leading this work was Pastor Ma. So after 10 years, we want to invite him to come back and see what we're like. So we're very happy to have Pastor Ma in the midst. We'll turn our time over to Pastor Ma. We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. We thank the Lord that we can be here and worship with you. Many old faces are still here.
也有很多新的面孔.
There are also new faces.
10 years
is not considered a short time.
也感谢神这几年在中牧师和师母他们的带领之下,
We thank the Lord that with the leadership of Pastor Chu and Audrey, that you are faithfully serving here.
我们要将感谢和赞美都归给神。
We praise and give thanks to the Lord.
是因为他自己的名的缘故, 他保守了这个教会。
It's because of his name he protected this church.
那么今天呢, 我希望借着哥林多后书第3章18节到第4章15节, 我们来看神在加在保罗的生命当中的恩典。
We want to use these verses from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 to chapter 4 verse 15 to really see how the kind of grace that God had given Paul.
不只是保罗自己身上,
not only just in the body, to Paul himself,
而且我们从教会历史上的历世历代, 神也把这个恩典加在教会的身上。
And we also look at the history of the church, God also gave this grace to the church.
借着教会能够显明出来,
And through the church that this grace would be manifested.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we actually fill our hearts with thanksgiving.
我们把这一段时间交在你自己的手中。
We turn this time over to you.
我们也把我们自己的心思意念交在你自己的手中。
We also want to put out what's in our hearts, our thoughts into your hand.
求你自己那赐人智慧和启示的灵能够开我们心里的眼睛。
We ask this God who gave us wisdom and revelation and will open our hearts, our eyes.
让我们能够更认识神,
so that we may get to know you more.
让我们能够见到基督的真光,
so that we can actually truly establish God's light.
我们谢谢你,
we thank you.
求你听我们的祷告,
we ask you to listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
哥林多教会对保罗来讲是很跟他很亲密
In the church in Corinth, is actually a church that Paul has a very intimate relationship.
但是哥林多教会也说了很多毁谤保罗的话。
But also this Corinthian church also has a lot of bad things to say about Paul.
特别是在哥林多后书里面，你就会看到他们说他的能力不够。
And especially in the 2 Corinthians, they were saying that he did not have enough power. They were doubting his position as an apostle.
最有意思的就是他们认为他的讲道太简单。
And even more, they thought his preaching was too simple.
我想有的时候这一本圣经啊，新约里面有十三卷书是他写的。
So when you look at this Bible, within the New Testament, there are 13 books that were written by Paul.
他们还说他的讲道很简单。
They were even saying that his preaching was too simple.
也不吸引人。
And not attractive to man.
在他的行为上面，在他的生活上面，他们说他是假冒为善。
And actually, in his life, they call him a hypocrite.
他们是戴着面具的。
And actually, he was wearing a mask.
保罗写这卷书，一方面也是为他自己辩护。
And when Paul was writing this letter, on one hand, he's defending himself.
一方面也是让读者看见神在他身上的恩典。
On the other hand, he wanted to read it to see the glory of the God's grace in his life.
不只是他自己，而且是他和他的同工们。
Not only is himself, but also him and his co-workers.
当然，也让我们今天学到，我们在教会里面，或者是说在教会的侍奉里面，我们是凭着什么来侍奉？
Now we can see that today, not only in the church, but also ministering in the church, what is the power, underlying power behind it?
或者是我们说教会为什么要存在？
Well, we can actually ask in a different way and say, why does a church have to exist?
我今天的题目讲的是我们的宝贝。
Our title this morning is Our Treasure.
这一段经文就是讲我们里面那个宝贝。
These scriptures and also talk about the treasures that are within us.
所以我们从这段经文里面，我们有观察到几点。
So in this scripture, we notice a few points.
第一点就是在第三章第十八节。
The first point is actually in chapter 3, verses 18.
在那里讲到说，我们人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光。
In here, you talk about we actually see the glory of the Lord.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们，因为我们这个宝贝啊，就是基督的荣光。
The treasure that we have, that is the glory of God.
是这个基督的荣光改变了我们。
It's actually the Christ's glory, this light that changes us.
他用镜子来做一个比方。
He actually used an example of the mirror.
好像镜子，好像光照到镜子上面。
It's almost as if the light shines on the mirror.
就是生命，就是基督的荣光照进我们的生命里面。
And that is God's the Christ's glory shine onto the in the
us. 保罗拿这个拿用新约和旧约来比较。
And Paul also contrasting the New Testament and the Old Testament.
旧约是主要是守摩西所颁布的律法。
The Old Testament is all about Moses and his the laws.
在前面这一段经文里面就告诉我们说，有一个帕子遮在他们的脸上面。
And then the beginning we talk about the veil covering his face.
那么摩西他的，所以他们这些以色列人心看不见。
So therefore, these people of Israel could not see.
不能看见这个真的光。
Could not see this true light.
他们也不知道这个真的光。
They also did not know this true light.
所以他们仍然是活在黑暗里面。
So they were living in darkness.
那么现在主的荣光已经照进他的心里面。
So, but Christ's light had also shone in their hearts.
改变了他的生命。
So they changed their lives.
就好像这个镜子一样，这个光照到镜子之后就会反射出去。
So that it's almost like as if this light shined on the mirror and be reflected.
不但照进了他的生命，改变了他的生命，而且也反射出来。
Not only did it actually penetrate the heart and also reflected off, but also reflected off.
不再是像当年照在摩西的面上，那个荣光会慢慢消失的。
It's not like this light was shown on Moses' face would fade over time.
而且是暂时的。
And also it's temporary.
所以摩西就用帕子蒙上脸。
So Moses was using the cloth to veil his face.
不希望人看见那个荣光消失以后他原来的样子。
He did not want to other people to see after the glory is faded what he is like.
保罗在这里让我们明白，基督的荣光是不一样的。
And Paul let us see that Christ's glory is a different way. It's different.
或者是说，不是说基督的荣光不一样，乃是基督的荣光照出来是不一样的。
Not that the Christ's light is different, but Christ when it's reflected, it's different.
不是短暂的
，is not temporary，
而且是不会消失的
，it doesn't fade away。
那么他在十八节里面讲到说，荣上加荣
，and in verse 18 it said glory upon glory。
意思就是说，我们得到之后，那个光会继续不停的照在我们里面。
In other words, when it's shown on it, it would continue to be shining。
不是遮蔽住的
，it's not that you can cover up。
是敞开的
，it's actually be open and revealed。
是自由的
，it's natural。
因为在十七节里面，他讲说，主的灵在哪里，哪里就叫人得自由。
And because it talked about whenever Christ's spirit was there, Christ would grant us free。
而且是没有惧怕的
，and actually without any apprehension。
因为他后面他就讲，他说我们不上胆。
And actually, he could defer it, and then he said, "We would not be, would not lose heart."
没有假冒
not that it's not, it's not fake
没有面具
no, not, there's no mask on it
也没有虚假
it's not, it's genuine
我们也不需要隐瞒
we do not have to hide it
我们不怕人质问
we're not afraid of people actually confronting us
保罗就不怕这些哥林多人质问他
Paul is not like afraid that these people in Corinthians would confront him.
也不怕人毁谤。
And actually, he's not afraid that people would accuse him falsely.
每一件事情都是透明的。
Everything that he has is all transparent.
所以这是第一个我们所观察到的。
This is the first thing we notice.
第二个我们观察到的就是在，就是说我们服事是要圣洁。
And the second thing is when we serve, it has to be holy.
就是在第四章。第一节开始，他说：“我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不上胆，乃将那些暧昧可耻的事弃绝了。”
And actually, in verse one in chapter four, and therefore, having this ministry by the grace of God, that we do not lose heart.
所以我们能够将那些暧昧可耻的事弃绝了。第二章第一前面，
so、
第二节前面。
So therefore, we would not we renounce under the false ways.
我们能够服侍神是蒙神的怜悯。
We can serve God because of His grace.
是神所赐的。
It's given by God.
在历代志里面告诉我们说，他说我们能够服侍神是神的赏赐。
And actually, in the book of Chronicles, it tells us we can serve because of His He gave us that.
不是因为我们人的功劳。
Because not because we have done anything,
不是因为我们人有什么能力
not because of any power that we have.
所以保罗在这里让我们看见，他就弃绝了那些暧昧可耻的事，就是那些见不得光的事情。
So Paul tells us is that he renounced all the disgraceful and actually these things that cannot come into the light.
那些方法也通通都丢掉了。
And all these methods had to be abandoned.
不能用人的方法。
They cannot use man's ways.
接下去他就讲到说不行。
Continually, he said, cannot be,
不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理。
It cannot be anything false, and actually would not to be temper, not cunning or to temper with God's words.
换句话讲，就是说不用人的心机。
In other words, it does not use what's in man's heart.
不欺骗
would not be deceiving.
为了要拉拢人的心
it's not like trying to please anybody's heart.
或者是为了要把人拉过来
it's not like we want to actually attract other people.
保罗的的确确被人家就是这样毁谤的
and actually this is how Paul was being accused by others.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书那边就讲，他说他是用诡诈、用心计来拉拢人。
And actually, in the second Thessalonica, it actually talk about Paul trying to accuse Paul trying to attract people that way.
表面上看起来是虔诚的
and then upon the surface, it's almost like as if it's genuine.
但是在下面却是那些败坏的、可耻的事情
And but under the surface, there was a lot of rotten and deceitful way.
接下去他讲说不妙讲神的道。
And here it talk about it would not would talk about God's words in the false ways.
这个字有一个英文翻译本翻译成 adulterous 神的话，我不知道该怎么翻译哈。
Actually the words in actually in it's more like actually almost like in a word adultery. Not quite to translate that.
我们的了解就是说，当人把其他的东西掺进去的时候。
The way we understand is when man try to mix in other ways,
好像就把酒里面加水一样
啊。It's almost like putting water in the wine.
就不纯了。
It's not pure anymore.
冲淡了神的话。
It's actually diluting God's words.
所以保罗认为，保罗他的做法是什么呢？就是率直的、朴实的传讲基督的福音真道。
So Paul saying that he only focused on God's words and his ways.
不掺杂其他的道理。
You actually don't mix in other theories.
也不掺杂人的动机。
And actually don't mix in any man's motives.
所以如果我们看到前面第二章的时候，第二节，第二章第二节第四节那边，就人毁谤他说他讲的道太简单。
So actually, if you look at chapter 2, verse 2, actually you talk about being polluted away.
太率直。
Actually,
太简单，太率直。
Too simple.
没有说服力。
It has no persuasive power.
甚至他们认为他讲的道冒犯了所听到的人。
And so it's almost to the point it's actually offending those who hear.
接下去保罗他讲说，他说要把自己鉴于个人的良心在神的面前。
So following actually he talked about man's conscience in front of God.
所以保罗他讲到的目的不但是对着他自己的良心。
So not only when Paul talk about his own conscience,
所以他用一个纯正的道理来讲。
So he was using a really pure motive, and to speak.
所以他告诉摩西，告诉这个提摩太，他说你要用正义分解真理的道。
So he telling, Timothy actually he needs to use the truth to discern truth.
他说用属灵的话来解释属灵的事情。
He actually talk about using the spiritual things to words to explain spiritual things.
也是对着每一个人的良心说的。
And also addressing to everyone's conscience.
所以他讲的道，他要让圣灵借着他讲的道，能够对着每一个人的良心说话。
So he wants to use these words who are actually from the Holy Spirit to address the spirit.
无论是信的人或者是不信的人。
Regardless whether or not you believe or not believe.
所以我自己个人相信啊，我自己个人的了解，对保罗的了解，就是保罗对保罗来说，没有所谓的培灵会和布道会的分别。
So as far as the way I understand it, there's no such thing as actually any kind of spiritual preparedness or any meetings like that.
他认为神的道才能够改变人的生命。
He's considered that God's words would change people's lives.
所以保罗在他讲的道上面，他保持圣洁。
So when Paul is saying that he will maintain the holiness.
那教会传讲的道理也应该要保持圣洁。
Whatever the church preaches also need to maintain the holiness.
忠于神的话。
And actually stay true to the word of God.
第三件事情我们观察到的是在第三节跟第五到第五节。
The third thing that we can notice is from verse 3 to verse 5.
但是你告诉我们，我们的服事不是传自己，而是传主耶稣基督。
And talk about what would the, our ministry is not about preaching ourselves, but rather than whether it's Christ.
那么它的原因是在第五节，第五节有一个因为啊。
And actually, the reason is explained in verse 5, it talks about, you know, the word therefore, because.
教会如果只传讲耶稣基督和他的福音的真道。
If the church only talks about Christ and also his true ways,
当然不是只是讲人得救的道理哈。
Not only talk about the theory of how man receives salvation.
在我认为就是整本圣经。
Though to me, this is about the Bible.
人如果拒绝的话
，If man turn it down,
在第三、第四节有告诉我们。
The verse 3 and verse 4 tell us that.
我们就知道他不是拒绝人，他是拒绝神。
He did not, you know, turn down man, but rather turning down God.
也是拒绝主耶稣基督。
And also turn down Jesus Christ himself.
人如果接受了。
If man receive.
人如果相信了。
If man believe.
那么我们就知道不是人的功劳。
So we know that it's not the power of man.
是神他自己的作为。
But it's actually work from God.
所以我们可以从心里面将感谢归给神。
So we can thank God from the bottom of our hearts.
那么接下去他就告诉我们说，人的拒绝是因为撒旦把他们的心眼弄瞎了。
And also tell us that because the man's decision is actually deceived by Satan.
他们的心被蒙蔽了。
And their hearts is actually being covered up.
所以心是黑暗的。
So the heart is in the darkness.
这在罗马书第一章里面讲得很清楚。
And actually in Romans first chapter is explained very clearly.
所以一个不信的人他的心思意念是黑暗的。
So the one who does not want to believe the heart is in darkness.
因为他不认识神。
Because they do not know God.
因为他对神的事情完全不知道。
Because they know nothing about the word of God.
甚至他不愿意知道。
You know, and also he does not want to know.
那么保罗也告诉我们说他不能够知道。
And actually, but Paul also tells us that he cannot know.
所以保罗的讲道针对着人的心思意念。
So when the Paul's preaching is actually pierced right through man's heart.
当人的心思意念被光照了之后。
So when man's your think thoughts and everything in his heart being enlightened.
人的行为才会改变。
And man's actual action then will be changed.
很多时候我们在这方面基督徒是失败的。
And a lot of times Christians in this aspect are in a failures.
当我们讲到说我们你要改变，你要悔改。
We talk about you need to change, you need to repent.
你要改变你的老我，把你的老我致死掉。
You need to take care of old self and actually kill the old self.
我们第一件事情想到的就是改变我们的行为。
And the first thing we think about is changing our actions.
但是从这里我们能够明白，我们是走错了。
And from here we can see that this is wrong.
知道撒旦会在那边笑。
And actually, you know that Satan's laughing right now?
因为他知道我们根本不晓得怎么回哪一回事。
Because they know that Satan knows that we don't even know what it what.
我们试图要改变我们的行为。
We think that we need to change our behavior.
撒旦知道我们一定会失败的。
But Satan knows that we would fail for sure.
因为我们的心眼被他弄瞎了。
Because our hearts and our hearts are being covered.
只有基督的真光才能够把它照明过来。
Only Christ's true light can shine upon and reveal that.
这也牵涉到我们管教小孩。
And actually related to how we treat our children.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有发现我们管教小孩很多时候我们是失败的？
And brothers and sisters, do you not notice that sometimes when we take care of our children, we are failures?
为什么会失败？
Why is it we will fail?
因为我们只想改变他的行为。
Because we only want to change the behavior.
我们不知道是因为他的心思意念出了问题。
Because we do not know that actually what's in the children's heart actually come running the problem.
所以你如果管教小孩只想改变他的行为。
So when we actually try to bring up our children only want to change the behavior.
你会制造一批假冒为善的人出来。
You will turn out the children will turn out into hypocrites.
而且他会叛逆，他会 rebel.
It would actually lead into rebellion.
这是圣经上的真理。
Because it is what the scripture.
我们在神的面前也是这个样子。
In front of God, we're in a way same way.
神没有要改变我们的行为。
And God does not want to just change our behavior.
旧约里面的以色列人，他们完全误解了这件事情。
And actually, in the Old Testament, the Israelites totally misunderstood this.
他们守律法就是为了要改变他们的行为。
They follow the law because they want to change what they have behavior.
他们不知道，他们需要改变的是他们的心思意念。
They do not know that what they need to change is what's in the heart.
因为你们，我们必须要了解，我们的敌人是撒旦。
Brothers and sisters, we need to recognize that our enemy is Satan.
除了主耶稣和他的真道以外，没有其他的东西可以改变一个人。
Other than Jesus Christ and His true words, there's nothing else that can change a man.
主耶稣和他自己的真道是撒旦没有办法抵挡的。
And Jesus Christ and His way is something that Satan cannot withstand.
只有神才能够把那个弄瞎的人的心眼的那个力量把它拿掉。
And only Christ can actually remove the power that covers man's heart.
第四个我们所观察到的。
The first four thing that we notice.
在第六节，他告诉我们说，教会所传的是一位有绝对主权的神。
And actually, in verse 6, it tells us that the church that actually that preaches is an absolute authority.
是一个 sovereign God. 是一个有主权的神.
It's a God who's sovereign.
他是分在这里告诉我们说，他说他是吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的。
Actually, it tells us a light shine out of darkness.
你们这一段这个是从哪里出来的
？And then, and brothers and sisters, where does this come from?
是从创世纪里面出来的。
It actually comes from the book of Genesis.
所以那一位神他是吩咐光，对不对？在创世纪第一章第三节说，他吩咐光就有了光。
In verse Genesis chapter 1 verse 3 and say there let there be light and there was light.
到新约里面他又做了一件事情。
And in the New Testament he also did another thing.
他让光照在黑暗里面。
He allowed shine light into shone into darkness.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣说你们是世界的光。
And brothers and sisters, the scripture Jesus said you are the light of the world.
是神把这个光点着的。
And it's a God who actually allowed this light to come out.
他要这个光照在人的前面。
And also this light be shining in front of man.
不是藏在床底下的。
It's not actually to be hidden under the bed.
因着主耶稣所成就的事情。
Because of what Jesus Christ had done.
借着圣灵的工作。
Because and allow through the work of the Holy Spirit.
神也能够使光照进人的黑暗里面。
And actually allow the light to shine in the darkness of man.
所以在新约的时代。
So in the time of New Testament,
神创造了另外一个新的生命
and God created another life.
这就是哥林多后书里面所说的，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
And that is what's in the in book of Corinthians. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation.
这是一个新的生命。
It's a new life.
你们在这里聚会，每天每个礼拜来，你们有没有想过这个 new life? 这是一个生命。
Actually, brother and sister, you come to this church, New Life Church. Have you thought about this a new life?
这是一个生命，这不是一件有的时候我听了一些诗歌说一件礼物，也是一个礼物，但是是一个生命在你的里头。
But actually, we sometimes hymns talk about as a gift. It's not quite a gift; it's a new life, living in you. In the book of Ephesians chapter 1, they tell us.
保罗为教会祷告。
And Paul prayed for the church.
他祷告什么？他说求神赐那赐人智慧和启示的灵，赏给他们。
And actually, Paul asked for this spirit to be given to man.
能够照明他们心里面的眼睛。
So that actually they would shine upon the hearts of the inside man.
为什么？
Why is that so?
弟兄姐妹，为什么要照明？
Brothers and sisters, why is it that we need to shine and actually reveal that?
你有没有答案？
Do you have the answer?
一个很简单的一个逻辑。
Yeah, very simple logic.
当你进到一个黑房间里面的时候，你第一件事情要做什么？
When you enter a dark room, what's the first thing you do?
Yeah, flip on.
You have flip on the light.
你把灯打开。
You actually turn on the light.
保罗为什么这样子祷告？
Why did Paul pray like this?
因为他知道我们在没有信主以前，我们那里面是黑暗的。
Because he knows that when before we became a Christian, it's dark inside.
所以一定要有光照进去。
So we need to have light inside.
我们信了主之后，我们还是需要有光继续的照着。
After we become a Christian, we can need to continue to have light to shine on us.
这就是我们的把握。
This is what we hang on to.
神继续的让这个光荣上加荣，继续的照进来。
And that is actually that God will continue to shine light upon life into us.
只有当神的光照进人的黑暗里面的时候
，Only when the God's light enter into the man's darkness，
那就是我们的心哈
，And that is our heart，
人才能够真正的认识耶稣是神，他是基督。
A man would then truly know that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the Christ.
他是神所差来的。
Is what God sent to us.
这个人才能够知道他自己是在黑暗里面。
So the man would know that he is in darkness.
他才能够真正的蒙恩得救。
So then we will actually truly receive grace.
他才能够真正的悔改。
And actually would truly repent.
他才能够真正的继续的长进。
So that he would truly continue to grow.
第五个我们所观察到的
the fifth thing that we notice
还有时间哈
OK we still have a little time
我们从第七节到第十五节
in the verse 7 to 15
这是保罗讲他自己生命中的见证
they actually talk about his testimony with his life.
教会也应该有这种生命的见证。
Actually, the church also need to have this life testimony.
特别是在困境当中的时候。
Especially when we are in tough times.
特别是在逆境当中的时候。
Especially when we are under challenges.
就是说跟我们所想的是不同的。
And actually, in other words, it's actually different from what we're thinking.
跟我们所期望的是背道而驰的。
And actually, going against what we're hoping for.
所以在这个第八节一直到第十节，在这里保罗，我觉得保罗很有意思，他用了几个正反同时存在的一个现象。
Actually, in verse 8 to 10, Paul was using a lot of contrast.
那么，这就是我们所说的有一个英文字叫做 paradox, 是不是？
So he was using what in English is paradox.
或者是说矛盾的事情。
Actually, two things that's contradicting.
矛盾的现象同时存在。
Actually, two contradicting events that actually happen at the same time.
我们看第八节那边，他说我们四面受敌，四面受敌，却不被困住。
In verse 8, he said, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed.
心里作难，却不致失望。
And perplexed, but not driven to despair.
我们遭逼迫，却不被丢弃。
And persecuted but not be forsaken.
我们被打倒了，却不致死亡。
Struck down but not destroyed.
然后我们身上是带着死，却是又是有生在我们身上活出来。
Actually, we carry in the body the death of Christ Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be manifested in the bodies.
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有想过，基督徒是一个很矛盾的人？
Brothers and sisters, have you thought about that? That Christians have full of contradictions.
教会里面也有很多矛盾。
And then within the church, there are a lot of contradicting things.
难怪，你知道，在这个，我觉得这个在世界上啊，这是一个很特别的事情。
Actually, in this world, there's this very contradicting thing.
当我们讲到说一个人他的思想行为有矛盾的时候，我们说这个人有问题，对不对？
When you see that within a man's mind, actually there are a lot of contradicting things. We will see that this is a person has problems.
弟兄姐妹，你现在有没有看见？有没有看见你自己就是在矛盾当中？
Brothers, have you not seen that you yourself are actually in a scenario of contradicting?
不要慌了，因为我还没讲完。
Don't be afraid, no, I'm not done talking yet.
难怪很多时候教会里面发生的一些事情让人困惑不解。
And actually, there are a lot of things happen in church, they're actually perplexing the people in the church.
他没办法理解。
They could not comprehend.
所以有很多时候，有的人就会问说：“哇，教会 suppose 应该是很好的嘛，是不是啊？”
So a lot of people might ask, the church should be very good.
教会里面应该都是好人嘛。
Within the church, there should be a lot of nice people, good people.
为什么教会里面说实在话，教会里面吵架是最多的地方
？Actually, within the church is a place where there's the most fighting.
你们因为在本质上面。教会里面有正反有矛盾存在
But brothers and sisters in principle within the church they are contradicting things
那我们现在就要回到第七节
And let's turn come back to verse 7
他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里要显明这莫大的能力是出于神不是出于我们
It says actually but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that our surpassing power belongs to God and not to us
如果你明白保罗用这个比喻
If you understand why Paul uses an example,
一个宝贝
actually a treasure,
宝贝在瓦器里面
a treasure that actually hidden in a clay of jars,
你就不会困惑了
and then you would not be perplexed,
因为的的确确是一个矛盾
because this is and by itself is a contradiction,
同时存在的
it actually exists simultaneously.
神叫福音的真光，基督福音的真光照在我们里面。
And Christ allowed the true light of gospel be within us.
这就是宝贝。
That is the treasure.
它是有能力的。
It has power.
它也要发出来。
It actually be revealed.
它不能够停的。
It actually will not be stopped.
为什么
？Why is that so?
因为是神给的生命。
Because it's such a life given by God.
我们为什么要称它是永生？
Why is it we treat it as eternal life?
很多基督徒信了主之后信仰不坚定，因为不明白永生到底是什么。
A lot of Christians after receiving the gospel actually their faith waver because they don't know what eternal life is.
他们以为永生就是我死了之后，所以我问很多人，我说你有没有永生？哦，他说这个要死了之后再说。
Actually, we ask him whether or not you have eternal life. He said, "Oh, we talk about when I pass away."
我说你死了之后谁跟你讲啊？
When you actually pass away, who's going to tell us?
因为你们永生是一个生命。
Brothers and sisters, eternal life is a life.
是从神来的。
It's actually from God.
因为神是从永远到永远，所以他给的生命就才叫做永生嘛。
God is from eternal to eternal. Therefore, whatever life is given, he is eternal life.
这个永生一定要发出来的。
Actually, this eternal life needs to be revealed.
它在你的里面一定要发出来的。
Actually, what's in you has to be revealed.
那我们外面这个呢，就是一个瓦器。
And what's outside of us is a jar of clay.
因为你们人如果明白自己只不过是一个瓦器的话
Brothers and sisters, if you only would recognize that we are just a jar of clay,
这个瓦器啊、这个瓦器照着保罗的意思是那个瓦器是很普通很普通的一个瓦器
This jar of clay, according to Paul, is a very simple jar of clay.
而且是可以、随时可以被替换的
Because and also can be replaced instantaneously.
如果这个瓦器破坏破掉了
，if this jar of clay is broken,
那么里面那个生命就会表现出来。
Actually, this life would be revealed.
如果你把你这个自己的这个瓦器坚持的，就是不要让它破碎。
It's actually insisting this jar of clay would not be broken.
这就是保罗他讲的死。
This is what Paul talked about death.
保罗讲到死的时候，他的意思就是说，我们把我们自己完全放掉了。
And when Paul talked about death, and that is we give up ourselves everything.
为什么人家看不见我们里面那个宝贝？
Why is it not a man cannot see the treasure within us?
兄弟们，你有没有想过？我不知道你这个瓦器是什么东西做的哈。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what kind of jar of clay that this for you, what is made out of.
知道为什么圣经上告诉我们说，我们只有在困难当中，在逆境当中，在矛盾当中，我们才能够学到这些事情。
And brothers and sisters, do you not know that only when we are in perplexed, in difficult situation, that we learn these things?
因为只有在这种情形之下，我们人才会舍己。舍己。
Only under this sort of situation is when we would give up ourselves.
我们才不会为自己争辩。
We would not continue to defend ourselves.
这就是保罗所说的死。
And this is what Paul talked about as death.
当你死掉之后，这个生命就会显露出来了。
When we die,This life would be revealed.
所以保罗他讲，只有他们的死，然后耶稣的生，才在他们身上显明出来。
It's only when you have the death and then the life would be revealed.
如果你自己是一个打不破的瓦器
，If you are a jar clay that cannot be broken，
如果你自己觉得你这个瓦器是非常非常重要，非常非常宝贝，
only
宝贵。
When you, if you think this jar of clay is very important, it's actually very precious.
你里面的宝贝是不会显出来的。
The treasure within you will not be revealed.
这个就讲到我们生命的成长。
And then we should talk about the maturity of our life.
这是另外一个题目哈。
This is a separate topic.
我们今天不讲这么多。
And we won't talk too much about it.
所以当我们这个瓦器死掉之后，耶稣的生就显明在我们身上了。
If this jar of clay is to die, then actually Christ's life would be revealed in us.
我们另外还有一个矛盾的地方。
Another contradicting thing.
就是我们活在现在。
And that is we live in today.
但是我们的盼望是在将来。
Our hope is in the future.
所以在我们的身上有现在也有将来。
So we have our current life and also what's in the future.
在我们的身上也有短暂也有永远。
Within our life, there are temporary things, there are also eternal things.
所以弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过这个事情？
Have you thought about this?
你现在知道你是一个非常复杂的人，对不对？
You know that you are a very complex person.
我告诉你，
I tell you,
这就是教会的特点。
This is a very special characteristics of the church.
在这个世界上没有一个组织有这样子的特点。
There's no other organization with this characteristics in the world.
没有一种生命像基督徒的生命有这样子的特点。
And there's no other life like Christian life with these special characteristics.
我们又是现在。
We are also with today.
我们又是将来。
We're also with for the future.
我们也是短暂。
We're also temporary.
我们也是永远。
We're also eternal.
我们为什么会有这样子的所谓的矛盾啊？
Why do we have all these contradictions?
就是因为这个宝贝在我们里头。
Because there's this treasure within us.
姐妹，教会能够在地上存在。
Brothers and sisters, the church can exist on this earth.
我们教会能够在这里服事。
We can actually serve in this church today.
你能够在教会里面服事。
You can serve in the church today.
就是因为有这个宝贝。
Because of this treasure.
所以教会应该传扬这个宝贝。
The church therefore should spread about this treasure.
我们应该顺服神。
We should also submit to God.
让这个宝贝在我们里面能够活出来
，so that the treasure will live out within, from within us.
弟兄姐妹，我们在教会里面，我们不能失去了我们这个目标和方向。
And brothers and sisters within our church, we cannot lose our goal and our direction.
我盼望牧城教会真的是能够在这里继续的为主。成为主的光，成为主的盐。
I hope that the church in Woodbury will continue to be the light and for the for God.
这个光是神， and the salt. 这个光是神点燃的。
This is actually this light is set up by God.
你也是被神的光点燃。
He also was you are lit by God.
他把你点燃的目的不是要叫你藏在斗底下。
And actually, He lights you up not so that you can.High under the bed.
他点燃的目的是要照亮一家的人。
He lights you up so that you can shine upon man.
或者是说照亮那些进来的人。
Or at least a light shine upon those who enter.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand pray.
天父，我们满心的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we want to give you thanks.
感谢你，你让我们。能够有这个真光在我们里头。
And thank you that you have can allow yourself this true light within us.
都是基督耶稣福音的真光。
And that is Jesus Christ, resurrecting our power.
你让我们能够信靠这个真光。
So that we can rely on this true light.
你让我们能够传扬这个真光。
So we can preach about this true light.
你让我们的盼望也是建立在这个光上面。
So that our hope is also built on this true light.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
自己祝福在牧城的所有的事情
and bless all the ministries in the Church of Woodbury.
我们感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We give you thanks according to the name of the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.